He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the 2015, the first day of the new year. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and we're off to a good start. And of course, we'll all be looking for the January effect. The saying goes, as January goes, so goes the rest of the market. Well, we'll see. We're out of the gate. We got a long ways to go. Market's just open, and it's a long time between now and the closing bell, but right now the Dow is up 98 points. 91 points. Was up 100, but who's counting? 91 points, 17,921. Up 5/10, almost 6/10 of 1% to begin the new year. The S&P 500 is up over 6 points right now at 2,065. And the NASDAQ's up 17 to 4,753. So a good start to equities. And, of course, they finished the year being the best place to be invested, U.S. equities. And as I go through my newsletter once again, I will have my recommendations there. The bottom line, what's the best place to start 2015? Overseas, in bonds, in the mattress, gold, or U.S. stocks? Crude oil, 52.68, still searching for a bottom, still has not found a bottom. Gold, 11.71, will this be the year for gold? Well, against a strong dollar, that's going to be difficult. The euro, 1.20, euro continues to fall, and the 10-year yields clear down to 2.15%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We are looking ahead to a new year in the market, and of course the same questions that we ask ourselves all the time apply, especially at this point in time. Where's the best place in the world to be invested? Is it overseas? Is it in the debt markets? Is it in the domestic debt market, the sovereign debt world? Is it in commodities? Have commodities gone down far enough to where they should have a big snapback rebound in 2015? How about being short the market? That's been the wrong place to be for almost 6 years now. And as we finished out 2014, it was still the wrong place to be. What about U.S. stocks? Are they still going to rule the roost in 2015? Well, be answering all these, those questions, at least giving you my opinion, my observations of where I think we're at in this market right now as we begin the sixth year of a bull market, as we're closing in, actually. We'll soon begin the seventh year of a bull market if we can make it to March 9th of this year. And every week, I'll give you my opinion and my outlook and my current analysis of the market. Not only the best places to be invested in the world, but we get more specific than that. Once we find the indexes that look the best, once we find the asset classes that look the best, then we go in and do a deep dive into those asset classes and find the sectors that look the best. And find the individual stocks that look the best. And this ought to be really, really helpful to you in your 401k or your retirement account or your IRA or your Roth. And remember, I'm not a buy and hope kind of guy. I don't buy and hold on forever. I'm not an index investor. I'm a hybrid investor and I'm a market timer. And my market timing signals have told me to be in the market for the last 5.5 years. And I'll keep you updated every single weekend in the newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. We're going to pass the 10,000 mark here soon on how many newsletters we send out to every every Friday, every Saturday, whenever I get it done, depending on market conditions. And I'm going to do my best to give you the best absolute analysis of the market, honest opinion that I possibly can. I'm a guy that fishes these waters every single day. And I'm immersed up to here, in fact, most of the time in these waters. I know where the sharks are, and I know where the tides are the most favorable and where the fish are biting at any given point in time. And these trends can stay in place and last for a long, long time. Well, one of the things we do know about the market right now is we continue to have a very strong U.S. dollar. In fact, the euro continues to head for parity with the U.S. dollar. The euro is at 1.20. That's the lowest read we've seen. And it looks destined to go below that here pretty soon. In fact, that's a 29-month low for the euro. And as the European Central Bank continues to even mention the word, quantitative easing, that euro continues to come under pressure and that dollar continues to rise. And that means a lot for the market. I talk about those relationships every week in my newsletter. What does this mean for stocks? What does this mean for emerging markets? What does this mean for European stocks? What does this mean for commodities? There's the biggest impact that a strong dollar has. The euro has not seen this level, 1.20, since mid-2012. And now you've got ECB President Mario Draghi mentioning that, you know, we're going to do what we got to do. The ECB is ready to act early this year. He's even giving a hint if it becomes necessary. And they have a lot of tools in their toolkit that they can reach for. But the one that is expected is some kind of a bond buyback program, much like the one we did here in the United States of America. That's another big factor as we begin 2015. QE is over here in the U.S. No more wind at our back. It's not going to be as easy. It's going to be tougher slogging ahead. And in fact, it's almost a certainty that at some point in the year, probably sooner rather than later, we'll get that quarter point rate hike, unless the world falls apart. That's always a possibility with all of the nations that hate each other out there and all of the turmoil that exists. And I continue to think that's one of the biggest threats to our market this year is the unknown. And it usually is the unknown that broadsides us. We have to stay on top of world events and what they could mean for our markets and our economy. But as we begin the year 2015, our economy is on pretty good footing, especially compared to other economies around the world. And that continues to bode well for the U.S. stock market. But we're going to continue to watch those economic numbers that come out on a weekly basis. CPI, PMI, consumer confidence, initial jobless claims, non-farm payroll reports, PPI, and the list goes on and on and on. Existing home sales, housing starts, building permits, because they all give us an indication of where we're at in the economy. And the bottom line to all of this is earnings by corporate America. As we look at the numbers, we look at an S&P that's trading at 2,066 and expectations for about $113 in earnings this year for the S&P 500. And we start applying multiples and we see what impact world events might have on these companies. Some companies will flourish in 2015. Some companies will have a horrible 2015, and it's my aim and my goal to fulfill the mandate of the name of this show is to point you in the direction of the best stocks now. And of course, the best stocks now got to come from the best sectors now, from the best indexes now, from the best asset classes now. I like to buy things that are flourishing. This is not a contrarian show. If you want a contrarian show, Google Peter Schiff, and you'll find contrarian opinion on what he's buying right now. And I would imagine it's gold. And others like him, there's plenty of bears out there still, and they've been bearish for the last 5.5 years. I've been bullish for the last 5.5, almost 6 years. At some point in time, however, I will turn bearish. Probably about the time the bears turn bullish. I don't know, but we'll continue to track this thing on a weekly basis. I'm here every day, and I'm dedicated to bringing you the best analysis of the market, honest opinion of the market that I can, and you take it or leave it. Go find somebody that fits your opinion of the market if you don't like my opinion. But I've been basically right for the last almost 6 years now. So, hey, it is what it is. And we're going to do our best in 2015. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as we finished 2014, I was still of the opinion that U.S. stocks are the best place to have your money. You say, oh, that's too risky. Well, your choices are U.S. bonds, which are now yielding 2.15% for the 10-year bond, and you know, has that risk of higher interest rates this year. Your other choice are CDs, you know, I don't know what they're paying, 1%, something like that. Or you can buy, just keep it in cash. And with an inflation rate of 2 or 3%, that's eating away at your cash. So it's your choice, you know. I mean, everybody has to decide for themselves, and some people would just come to the conclusion, I'll just buy a little bit of everything. Well, it's kind of like going to the buffet. I'm really not a fan of buffets. By the time my plate has got a little of this and a little bit of that, and there's mashed potatoes into my Jell-O, and the Jell-O spread into my casserole, and it all kind of just tastes the same and bland and yuck. And when I'm all done, I don't feel very good. I feel that way about asset allocation. I'm not an asset allocator. I have nothing against the people that asset allocate and buy, put a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this on their plate and mix it all together. To me, it comes up with a mediocre mess. I would prefer, and I'm not always right, but I prefer to try to pick from the very best. So even at the buffet on the cruise ship, I'm going to head for the veal chops, the guy that's grilling up the veal chops, and I'm going to focus on the really good stuff. That's what I like to do in the portfolios that I manage. And for me, the really good stuff continues to be U.S. stocks. We're still one of the best economies in the world for now. We still have one of the strongest currencies in the world for now. We still have one of the lowest interest rates in the world for now. And that makes our stock market still one of the most attractive investments in the world. And yes, there is more risk than going down to the corner bank and buying a CD. But if you spread it around and buy 25, 30, 40, whatever portfolio you think's appropriate. I was on Bloomberg Radio. I probably was the only guy working on New Year's Eve, and up to a certain point. I mean, I was on at 2 p.m. West Coast time, 5 p.m. New York time, and they asked me about a dividend-paying stock portfolio, and it was my opinion, hey, that's a better idea in 2015 than a bond portfolio, because at least you have some chance for capital appreciation on top of those dividends that you receive. So I continue to like U.S. stocks, and I continue to deep dive into the sectors that I find the most attractive. And once again, the pharmaceutical sector continues to be one of the best sectors in the market. And it ain't over till it's over. And until it's over, I'm going to continue to be overweighted in the pharmaceutical sector and have zero exposure to the energy sector. I haven't liked the energy sector since midway through 2014. I fled the energy sector, didn't like what I saw. And I was right about that. The energy sector went on to take a pummeling after I got out. And the dang pharmaceutical sector has been a bit volatile. It was probably the most volatile sector in 2014. And that hurt my gains a little bit because there were a few times when there were some very steep sell-offs in the pharmaceutical sector, and I had to run for cover. And then it came back, and I got back in, and it was just one of those kind of years. But as we begin 2015, I continue to have an overweighting in the pharmaceutical and drug sector. And one of the stocks that I continue to like, I like to cherry pick the indexes, and one of the indexes that did really well in 2015 or 2014, in fact, we could have just bought the Qs, the QQQ, and sat in them all year long and outperformed 99% of the money managers out there. But it would have been a wild ride. The Qs were all over the place. The NASDAQ was all over the place, but it ended up on a high note. So I like to go in and cherry pick the leading indexes, the leading asset classes. Illumina is a member of the NASDAQ 100. It's located right here in my hometown of San Diego, California. We don't have any representatives in the football playoffs this year. Our Chargers were eliminated on the last day of the season when they lost to Kansas City. But we have high hopes for our San Diego Padres this year when the pitchers and catchers report on February 19th in Peoria, Arizona. We'll be there in early March watching spring training games. But in the meantime, Illumina is doing just fine. Despite the Chargers, despite the Padres, Illumina develops integrated systems for the large-scale analysis of genetic variation and biological function. In fact, they help break the code on the big, massive genetic research, the genomic project. And now we can map somebody's genes in like 1/1,000,000th of the time or 1/1,000th of the time that it used to take. And for 1/1,000th of the cost. And this could lead to a lot of big drug discoveries in the future. Their machines cost $10 million. And there will more likely come a day when you'll go into your HMO or into your physician and they'll do a genetic panel on you and find out all kinds of things about your genetic makeup, what things you're prone to, what things that you should do a lifestyle change for now so that you can prevent those things you're prone to. All kinds of goodies can come from this genomic project, the Human Genome Project it was called. Illumina is now a $26 billion company, and it's been one of the biggest winners of all time. I wrote about it in my book in 2011. I think the stock was trading at about 40 at that time, and now it's $189 per share. That was a pretty good one to bring to your attention. And in that book, I also wrote about the methodology that helped me discover a stock like Illumina. And even though it's not too far from where I work, maybe 15 miles from here, 10, 12 miles from my office, I discovered it using my app. I didn't find it on GPS. I didn't find it on Yelp or TripAdvisor. I didn't find it in Barron's. I didn't find it in the Wall Street Journal. I found it in my app because it had such phenomenal returns and because it had such a breakthrough product and because it was such a great stock. And as we begin 2015, this is still one of my favorite stocks, and it is a stock that I own. I believe I own it in my conservative growth account because it is a large cap stock. It is a member of the NASDAQ 100. And I believe I own it in my aggressive growth accounts also. It's a big position here at Gunderson Capital Management. No guarantees in 2015 with these stocks that I talk about on a daily basis. But as we've been again a new year, Illumina is still a very good example, not a recommendation, of what I consider to be a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as we begin a new year, we look ahead. We hope that this bull market that's been in place since March of 2009 will continue. And at least as we begin the year, all systems seem to be go for now. Those economic numbers that are so important, so key to the markets around the world. Why is Europe faltering right now? Well, because their economy is faltering. They've got some issues. They've got basically zero growth going on over there. They'd be happy if they could come away with a 1% growth year in Europe in their economy and GDP. They have an unemployment problem, 10.8%. They have a Greek problem once again on their plate. Their interest rates are clear up. Man, the Greek bonds got clobbered last week. And the Greek bonds were a big issue a couple years ago. They were enough to bring down the whole market for several months, hold the market hostage. So economic numbers coming out of the U.S. are very, very important to keep our eye on in 2015. Unemployment, initial jobless claims, inflation, GDP, all the usual suspects. We'll continue to monitor that. And that shows up and it manifests itself in the S&P 500, in the NASDAQ, in the small cap S&P 600 index, in the mid-cap S&P 400 index, and even in the Russell 2000, that 2000 stock index of small cap stocks. It manifests itself in the EFA, the European index. It manifests itself in the emerging market indexes around the world. And of course, it manifests itself in commodities like gold and silver, and also currencies around the world. So that's why the economic numbers are watched so closely. And that's why they're reported on a daily basis. We have some economic number coming from somewhere and somebody trying to explain what it means. And it all plays. It all comes into play in analyzing our current market. And I continue to like the U.S. You know, as I look around the world, there are only two other markets that I like at this time. I continue to like India, which had a big year this year. I believe India was up 25%. That was a good play. I still have about 5, 7, 8% exposure to India. And I've been nibbling away at China, the A shares, which were up 50% last year. Not the China stocks that trade over here in America. They didn't have a very good year. They were up, I think, 5 or 6%, the China A-shares. But to my, in my opinion, it's still the U.S. stocks that dominate the asset classes and the sectors around the world, and that's where I remain heavily weighted. The small-cap stocks didn't do as well in 2014 by a long shot, as well as they did in 2013. They were up almost 40% in 2013. And as the economic cycle, the expansion continues to age, small caps did a lot of consolidating last year. We begin the year with small caps starting to break out once again, so we'll keep our eye on that. So let's try to cherry pick one of the small cap indexes, that S&P 600, which is an index of 600 small cap stocks. That's the one that we want to try to at least beat this year with the aggressive growth portfolios. One stock I like in that S&P 600 is a company, let's see, where are they headquartered? Cantel Medical. Can I tell? Little Falls, New Jersey. I think I've featured them a lot over the last year, and I continue to like Cantel Medical out of Little Falls, New Jersey. It's a $1.8 billion company. Now, we just talked about Illumina in the first half, which is a member of the NASDAQ 100. It's a $26 billion company. Ah, oh, that's a lot of zeros after that 26, isn't it? Boy, imagine being the founder of that thing, huh? Cantel Medical is only a $1.8 billion company. But it's put up some pretty doggone good numbers here over the years. What do they do for a living? They develop infection prevention and control devices used for dialysis, endoscopy, and water purification and filtration. All sounds pretty important to me because, as we know, infections can spread like wildfire, and with all the scares that we've had, health scares over the past 12 months, and I'm sure we'll have more in the coming 12 months, it seems to me like Cantel should be able to continue to grow their earnings. Over the last 5 years, Cantel has been growing their earnings by 22% per year. And if you looked at the GDP of the U.S. over that last, or that during that same 5 year period of time, you know, GDP's probably been averaging about three, something like that, and Cantel's been growing by 22%. So obviously they have a slice of the economy that's doing better than the overall economy. And that slice of the economy they have is healthcare, medical equipment. And with all the new people enrolling and going on to the roles of the healthcare system, that creates bigger customer base for a company like Cantel Medical. And they've put up some pretty good numbers over the years. Obviously, no guarantees that they'll continue to put up big numbers. But those numbers tell me that, you know, the company seems to be in pretty good hands as it comes to the leadership of the company. Over the last 10 years, they've almost tripled the returns of the market, the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years, they've been clipping along at 37% per year while the market's been doing 12.8. And over the last 3 years, Cantel, CMN on the New York Stock Exchange has been averaging 51%. The market's 17%. Again, tripling the returns of the market. In fact, it gets a performance grade right now of A, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. And over the last year, the stock is up 29% while the market's up 13%. The stock also gets a momentum grade of A+. And I like companies that are flourishing. Not a contrarian. I don't like buying new lows. I don't like buying downtrends. I like owning and buying stocks that are either breaking out into new uptrends or they're in the early stages of a good uptrend. And Cantel, not only does it have good numbers, good track record to back up my thesis here, but it also has a very good technical pattern at the current time. But what about valuation? Here we are almost 15 years later, and the NASDAQ is still not where it was in the year 2000. That's how overvalued the NASDAQ was. And that's how important valuation is. As I look at the NASDAQ today, I just did these numbers yesterday. Right now, the NASDAQ 100 is trading at 22 times forward earnings. Back in the year 2000, it was trading at 120 times forward earnings. So when people ask me today, Bill, isn't this market overvalued? Well, you know, not in relation to where it was at one time. And as we look at the long-term averages, P.E. ratios of the market, we're just a little above average right now, which means that as long as we can continue to grow in the economy, we can continue to support higher prices in the market, but we have to monitor that growth, don't we, along the way? Because at some point in time, growth will be gone, and the U.S. economy will start to contract again, and the market will go into a bear market. We have to be on guard for that. But for now, we're still looking okay from a valuation point of view. I believe the S&P 500 is right around 17.5 right now, forward earnings. And the S&P 600, which is the small cap index, which got a little ahead of itself last year, with this year of consolidation in the S&P 600 this year, I believe it's trading at about 18 times forward earnings. I think there's some room here in the small cap stocks, U.S. small cap stocks in 2015, and this would be one of the areas that I'll continue to try and cherry pick some of the very best small cap stocks for my aggressive growth accounts. Cantel Medical, expected to make $1.50 next year. I do the math on it, apply a multiple. I come up with about an $80 five-year target price. It's currently trading at $44. But I'll be vigilant along the way. It is a stock that I currently own. And I own Illumina, too. I don't know if I did. Yeah, I had disclosed that. I also own Cantel Medical in my aggressive growth accounts. This isn't a big dividend payer. This isn't a big conservative growth stock. This is an aggressive little bugger. But it's been a good one over the last 10 years and still has a good valuation going forward. My rank on it, number 39 out of 3,802. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, what's your game plan for 2015? I watched a lot of football over the last weeks, over the last several days, and some teams had some very good game plans that turned out to be quite successful, and other teams had game plans that didn't quite work. The teams that really impressed me over this past few weeks of football, I was really impressed by TCU. Maybe they deserved a shot at the top four. I don't know. The top four looked pretty good, too. Although Oregon obviously had a much better game plan than Florida State did, or they just got a lot of turnovers. I couldn't believe how many turnovers they got. I was impressed by Boise State once again. Boy, they do something. I don't know. It must be the blue field that they play on at home or something. They beat a very good Arizona team. I was impressed by Ohio State. Who couldn't be impressed by Ohio State? That will be one heck of a national championship game. Ohio State, I don't know if they had a better game plan. A lot of times it's the breaks you get during the game. But a game plan is important. And I'm just going to tell you, as I begin a new game, start with the clean slate in 2015. My game plan is, one, to determine whether I'm a bull or a bear on the market. I've been a bull on the market for the last 5.5 years, and as I sit here today, I'm still a bull on the market. And there will come a time when I become a bear on the market, and that will change my entire game plan. I'll take the offense off the field and put the defense on the field. Number two, if I'm a bull or a bear, will I want to be long or short? Do I want to have long my offense on the field, which I've had? There's been a few times when I've thrown a few hedges out there just in case. But let's not forget that if we go into a full-on bear market, that there's opportunity on the other side. There's a lot of inverse funds that are readily available to us as investors. Number three, do I want to be in stocks or bonds or neither? None of the above. I've been bullish on stocks for 5.5 years. We have to remember that back in 2008, the bond market was up 32%, while the smart stock market was down 38%. So there's obviously favorable conditions for each one of those asset classes. Sometimes it's good to have a little bit in both. But right now, I remain of the opinion that I am heavily weighted, completely weighted in equities. And my bond replacements right now are dividend-paying stocks. The next thing I want to determine is where I want to be invested in the world. That's the next part of my game plan. Which part of the field do I want to focus on? The passing game? The running game? Do I want to, do I want to use all kinds of fancy formations or whatnot? Or just keep it simple? Stay right here at home, domestic, playing on the home field? Which has been a pretty good place to be. The emerging markets continue to struggle. There will be a time in the future when conditions will be favorable for the emerging market. You know, by generally, they've got bigger, they have bigger growth than our markets. But our markets have been a more steady place to be and a better place to be invested. So determining where I want to be globally, and you know where I stand right now. You can look at my newsletter every week and see where I'm invested. Going to my website at pwstreet.com. The next thing I want to do is figure out the indexes that are more favorable. It was the small cap index in 2013, and it was the larger cap stocks in 2014. What will it be in 2015? Well, as we begin the year, things are looking a little bit more favorable for the small caps here in the U.S. and the mid caps than they did last year. They consolidated all throughout 2014, and now they're attempting. It hasn't happened yet, but they're attempting to break out right now, those small caps. And lastly, once we determine whether we're bullish or bearish, long or short, stocks or bonds, global or domestic, did I say sectors? I skipped over sectors. We want to make sure we're in the right sectors in the market. Look at the difference between the energy sector in 2014 and the pharmaceutical sector. You want to be in the right sectors of the market. And then lastly, we want to cherry pick. If we're stock investors, if we're 401k investors, we don't need to go any further than that. Then we then pick mutual funds that represent the best sectors of the market and the best indexes and the best parts of the world to invest in. But if we're going to take it further into the individual stocks, then we're going to cherry pick those indexes. And me, I don't like beating down things. I don't like contrarian plays. You'd be all over the oil stocks at this point in time if that's your cup of tea. You'd be all over the gold miners if that's your cup of tea. You could have been all over the gold miners last year, and you were wrong once again. Instead, I like the stocks right now that are flourishing, that are benefiting from low oil, that are benefiting from extra money in consumers' pockets, that are on the sunny side of the street, not on the dark side of the street in this crash, really a crash, a 50% bear market. That's a bear market. This bear market in oil is bad as the bear market that we had in the stock market back in 2008. I don't know if anybody's calling it a bear market, but it is a bear market. And there will be a time when the energy stocks are back in bullish mode, but for now, in my opinion, they're still to be avoided. I like stocks that are flourishing, that have had good performance, and in addition to that, still represent reasonable valuation. So that's my game plan. I'm laying it out on the table for you. And every week I'll report on how I'm doing on my game plan in my newsletter. My app is a tremendous tool. That's my defensive and offensive coordinator sitting up in the stands with their binoculars, watching the field, watching the indicators, watching the economic reports from around the world. And from that, we determine our game plan. And there may come a time in 2015 when we have to change the game plan. Now, that would not sound very well in John Bogle's ears. He believes in establishing a game plan and sticking with it over the long haul. And I have nothing against that. In fact, there's a lot to be said for that type of patient investing. But I like to change my game plan, tweak it a little bit from time to time, depending upon what's going on in the interest rate environment, what's going on in the GDP world, what's going on with the zero interest rate policy, and all the other factors around the globe. Anyways, you can follow along this year with my game plan and any tweaks I make to it. Watch the newsletter, pwstreet.com. And if you want me to institute my plan into your portfolio, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Let's go get them in 2015. All right, I'm fired up.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.